That's News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. It's hot. It's going to stay hot and continue staying hot until, I don't know, fall. Somewhere around there. Pencil in, October? And then we won't have to tell you that it's hot. We'll tell you it's chilly. Until such time as it warms up and it gets hot again. You know, it's kind of the way this whole thing goes. These are called the seasons.
Jeff, I believe this is climate change.
You could call it that. We just, you know, call it the seasons. It's what it's always been. You have a season where stuff grows, and a season where stuff doesn't grow, and a season where you harvest stuff, and that's the extent of my farming knowledge. Thank you. But it is what it is. There's just nothing new here, is there? Really, it's toasty. But we do have some thunderstorms rolling in. They're going to be here momentarily, and they're going to be with us. Take a look at the latest, probably through the overnight. So first thing tomorrow morning, you ought to be listening to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera anyway, starting at 6 a.m. But given the weather and given that it's going to be a good soak and roads might be a little dicey, you'll especially want to tune in starting at 6. Quick reminder about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Going to be more people out on the road than we've seen in a while. Why? Because gasoline prices are near record lows. It's good news. It's another win for President Trump and the team at the White House. All the hysteria and the hullabaloo, these tariffs are going to kill us, and he doesn't know what he's doing with tariffs. Did you see what had just happened with the tariffs and Canada? Canada decided they were imposing some sort of brand new digital tax on Americans. And President Trump said, I don't think it's a great idea. And the new Canadian prime minister said, well, I'm going to do it anyway. Okay. To which President Trump said, well, if that's the case, and you don't want to actually have talks about tariffs anymore, then we're going to reinstitute the 25% tariffs. And you know what happened? Immediately, the prime minister of Canada said, we're getting rid of it. Don't you worry. Those tariffs went away. Another win in the Trump column. So what is the verdict on the computer? Dead. Dead as a doornail. That there you have it. Thank you, everybody. Remember your waiters and waitresses. I spent a morning today visiting a wide variety of local businesses. Why? Because I like local businesses. It's kind of what I do. I believe in local businesses. I started the day over with Brian Satterwhite at Aris Electrolux. The West End. I mean, we've got all sorts of Aris Electrolux stuff. We've got one vacuum cleaner that I swear cost more than my first car did. But it's going to be one of those things. One of the boys will inherit this thing and they'll be thrilled. Or maybe their wives will be thrilled. Whoever's going to do the cleaning around their house will be thrilled because you cannot kill the Electrolux. Every once in a while, you got to get it tuned up. And that's what happened. We had an even older one. So I took that in, hadn't been over there in a while. Ray Satterwhite, of course, was the Aris Electrolux guy for Central Virginia for, I don't know, 40 years, something like that. And his son, Brian, has now taken over the business, took it over when Ray passed away. So I was over there. We're getting a little something done with one of them. And then from there, went over to Arts Automotive Service. Said, hey, guys, you're not going to believe this, but somehow, some way, on the driver's side front tire, I picked up a screw. Now, after everybody was done laughing at me and mocking me, I said, seriously, I did. There's a screw in the tire. I said, well, did it happen today? Were you driving through a construction zone? No, smart Alex, I was not, but there it is. I said, well, when did it happen? I said, it's a few days ago. Oh. Is it leaking? No, actually, it's not. Oh. And Danny, who was at the front counter, said, well, the best thing that could happen would be that maybe it just got caught in the tread, but... As I got all hopefully said, yeah, that doesn't really happen, all that. But it could, in theory. But it probably didn't, and hopefully we'll be able to patch it up. Do you know we hit that lottery number on that one? Because it was a small screw, got caught in the tread, did not even puncture the tire, so that goes in the Jeff Katz win category. But then I went and visited with Josh over at Nerds to Go. Nerds to Go is a collection of, nerds, and they work on computers. So I walked in, I called them ahead of time, they're like, oh, yeah, okay, great. And I handed over the laptop. The laptop itself is deceased. That simple. There's nothing else to say. He said, "Well, your hard drive is messed up, so that's not good." I know that. So I take the hard drive out and I'm giving it to if it's okay with you. I'm going to give it to the folks we use for data recovery. And I said, "Yes, that is fine." And so that's where it is now, hopefully getting all the stuff that needs to be gotten. But the laptop itself is headed over to Tech for Troops, because as Josh at Nerds to Go said, your battery is also getting ready to die. And given the age of the computer, it is simply not worth fixing. You're gonna want to replace it. And I can give it back to you if you want, but just so you know, the battery is bad. And this needs to, no, I'm good. So that is headed over to a Tech for Troops. And you know the story of Tech for Troops, because we've had those guys on the air countless times. They take older computers or non-working computers, and they fix them. And then they get them out to veterans who need a computer of some sort. Period. End of story. That's it. There's no more complexities, no more details. So my laptop, which in all candor did serve me well for 5, 6, 7 years. I don't even know how old it was. I'm not happy about the stuff that at the moment is lost. I got family photos. I got business stuff. I got a lot of stuff in there. So I'm hoping the data recovery folks can actually recover the data. And and then I wound up my parade of visiting local businesses by going to Princess Cleaners in Ashland. They're always such nice people, and that's where I get my dry cleaning done. So there you have it, my cavalcade of local businesses. I love them all. Now the question to you is Mac or Windows, and I know that this thing just hits me. It's almost like a religious debate. On one side, you have Apple people. On the other side, you have everybody else, the non-Apple people. And Germ, before you start lecturing me and throwing things at me, let me just tell you what Josh from Nerds to Go had to say. When I said to him, I said, "Well, if my laptop is not salvageable, yes, get it to Tech for Troops. That's fine. But my next one, are you going to be able to take the information and put it into a Mac?" And he said, "Well, why are you going to do that?" I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, why would you buy one of those?" I said, "Well, I'm thinking about doing more video editing." He went, "Oh." I said, "Well, that would be the only reason that anybody would actually want a Mac." And then he was asking me about the type of video editing, and I explained, it's not destined for the big screen in Hollywood or anything like that. He suggested, Jeremy, just so you know, once again going with a Windows-based product, and he had a whole selection of good software suggestions. But he also showed me a laptop, and he said, "You see the back of this?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I can fix anything in there. I can replace anything in there. However, if you have an Apple product, everything is welded to the motherboard, and therefore it can only go back to Apple for repairs." Now, I don't know if that's true, Germ. I'm not telling you it is, but that was one of the things he said to me in suggesting that I would be just fine staying with a Windows-based product. So, my question to everyone, because everyone has got an opinion on this, and I want you to hit me up over on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 1140. You're going to have to let me know. I am really, really, really going to study this and analyze this. I've got a lot of people clearly on the Apple side of things with Jeremy and Craig Peterson and other folks whose opinions I respect. I'm not discounting them by any sense of the imagination, but I'm also looking at prices and things of that sort. So just let me know. Just let me know your thoughts. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You hit me up over there, the James River Air text line, suggestions, thoughts, etc. I would appreciate it. Coming up at 435, speaking of money and expenses, Carl Carlson, my financial planner, my financial advisor, is going to be with us. Carl joins us every afternoon. We talk about money. We talk about getting you ready for some sort of retirement. And then at 5:05, the very first ever Jan McTernan Legacy Award winner. It's going to put a big old smile.